NewsRamp Science Podcast, Thursday morning, April 16th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Tiny Gems Breaks, Helis Pharma TBOE, CA, HLP, LE has appointed Dr. Ken Kramer, PhD, as Senior Vice President of Medical Affairs. With over 20 years of experience in neuroscience-focused medical affairs leadership, including roles at Bristol-Myers Squibb, Karuna Therapeutics, and AbbVie, Dr. Kramer is expected to support Helis in advancing its pipeline and strengthening engagement with clinical and scientific stakeholders.
Generation Uranium defines multiple high-impact drill targets at Yath Project. Leveraging proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, Generation Uranium Inc. has defined multiple high-impact drill targets at its Yath Uranium Project in Nunavut. Leveraging a proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, the company's upgraded exploration model integrates modern geophysics, historic data sets, and structural analysis, positioning Generation for a highly anticipated 2026 drill program pending final permit approval.
Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters as it moves toward a maiden mineral resource estimate and initial economic study at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Drill hole BRT-DDH returned 92.5 meters at 0.53% CU from 3.5 meters, including 46 meters at 0.90% CU from 95 meters.
GeoVax reports 2025 year-end financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs increase. Now the data in GeoVax Labs Inquirer reported its 2025 year-end financial results, showcasing a net loss of $21.50 million. The company's GeoMava vaccine targeting MPOX and smallpox is set to enter a pivotal phase 3 trial later this year. With regulatory support from the EMA and key manufacturing milestones achieved, GeoVax aims to address global vaccine supply constraints and enhance Western state infested. Say INDI, D-A-D-O-V-S.
Lode Gold Fremont Gold Mine fast-tracks development with 3,500 meters for preliminary feasibility study. Lode Gold Resources, Inc. fast-tracks development at the Fremont Gold Project in California with a 3,500-meter drilling program for a preliminary feasibility study in 2026. The company aims to expand mineralization and improve geological confidence to support bulk underground mining. Plans include 1,400 meters of metallurgical drilling, 600 meters of hydrological drilling, and 1,500 meters of exploration drilling. The company targets completion of the PFS by Q2 2027.
Scientists discover brain cells that aid brain cancer development. Canadian scientists have made an unexpected finding about glioblastoma, one of the deadliest forms of brain cancer. Previously thought to be passive, certain brain cells are now found to actively fuel tumor growth. Efforts to develop effective therapies against glioblastoma are intensifying, with companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. working tirelessly to bring new treatments to market. This discovery sheds light on the complex nature of brain cancer development.
Lexaria's new animal study, aims to expand valuable intellectual property. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. announces a new animal study aiming to expand its valuable intellectual property. The study will evaluate formulation enhancements using Dehydratec Semaglutide and Dehydratec CDD compositions to potentially stake new IP claims. Contrast with the CRO have been signed and dosing is expected to begin within 60 days. CEO Richard Christopher highlights the growing importance of improved drug delivery technology in the pharmaceutical industry.
Sylogenix Inc. gains analytical validation as its pipeline progresses, driving a positive outlook. A recent Zacks Small Cap Research report highlights key milestones, including strong interim data trends in the FLASH-2 study. The analysis emphasizes clinical and scientific developments contributing to Sylogenix's pipeline depth. Independent research coverage plays a vital role in evaluating emerging biotech companies, shaping their future prospects.
NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation collaborates with the University of Minnesota to study next-generation epilepsy therapies using the NBSEEG-based platform. Led by Dr. Sandipan Patty, the program aims to deliver novel therapeutics locally into specific brain regions to enhance efficacy and reduce side effects. This collaboration may lead to human studies, potentially revolutionizing precision epilepsy treatment. Loneliness linked to increased risk of degenerative heart valve disease. Loneliness has been linked to an increased risk of degenerative heart valve disease, according to new research. Unhealthy habits like smoking, excessive alcohol, and inactivity played a role in this connection. However, social isolation, such as living alone, did not show the same association. This study highlights loneliness as a potential modifiable risk factor for heart valve disease, emphasizing the importance of addressing emotional well-being in overall heart health.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.